Josh writes down things when he's drunk. Josh writes down things when he's drunk. I like it.
They're either facts or they're bunk. Beauty. All right, ready? Are we starting the show?
One time, everything he wrote down stunk.
One time.
All right.
Remember the chords?
No, I don't remember any of the song.
I knew it.
No, it's the words I don't remember.
When the people... Oh, there you go.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friend. Hi, Josh.
Hi, do you have sound effects? Can you do sound effects?
I could.
You don't want to, though.
I mean, I'd be stealing them off the internet.
So. Oh, yeah, okay, that's not.
I don't have a CD of sound effects.
Can you maybe start taking a microphone out and recording things to use as sound effects?
A boom mic chasing a bird around my backyard?
Exactly. Every Sunday morning, wake up and try to get a bird.
I could.
That for me.
Mike could do.
Yeah.
Josh Fligger is here.
I'm here.
Once again, Larry Morgan is... not with us. He's out of town.
I'm disappointed in those guys. I don't like us anymore.
And Sam Farmer is covering the U.S. Open.
The golf.
Yes, the golf was. U.S. Open. Yep. Yeah, we figured that. I figured that out as well.
Yeah,
it's a beer episode.
Yes, it is. Isn't it always a beer episode when we get us two together?
It is. I got a lovely selection. I was at Target today.
Oh, nice.
And in Target, they have a surprisingly good selection of IPAs
I've
and
never
such.
Looked at... I've never been to the, like, really perused the Target liquor.
They even have
section.
They have a refrigerator section.
Do they have liquor sometimes? Or is it just... I know they have wine. I've
just
seen wine there.
Just beer and wine. Okay. Just beer and wine. But look what I found from a company that I've enjoyed their stuff before, Green Flash.
All right.
And this is the Soul Style IPA, a bright tropical India Pale Ale. It uses waves of hops, Simcoe, Citra, and Cascade. Enjoy in this glass. Oh, I think I've almost got that glass. And it says, get stoked.
Does it really recommend the style of glass?
It's more of a tulip shape glass there, I guess, because that helps the aroma. Gather there towards the top.
That's a little pretentious.
Says here, if I can read it, our brewers rip. Oh, our brewers rip, creating huge and complex double and triple IPAs at the pinnacle of craft beer enlightenment. Soul Style IPA is their effortless and.
Whatever.
Okay, I don't care. Stop caring.
I'm going to drink it from the bottle just to piss them off.
Hand me your
glass. All right, finally from a glass.
It's kind of a nice glass.
It is a nice glass. Did you get that at Target too?
No, this is a wedding present.
Ooh,
yeah, some of the water glasses from.
It's very
it's not
ambery.
Exactly a
pill. Oh, we're going full bottle.
Oh yeah, you're gonna get your own.
Nice. I thought we were gonna split, but no. Doing a whole. Hey, it's kind of a crappy day out today, isn't it? No sun. I'm not used to this.
June
gloom crap.
You
like it?
I love it. It's a nice change of pace.
I didn't move here for this crap.
Here, don't spill that. There you go. That's full.
Oh, all right.
Josh, I can't wait for this. I think it's going to be a delight. I want to talk to you.
About Target? What did you get at Target?
We could talk a bit about that. Just a couple of things for the kids.
All right.
Summer fun.
Silas wished me good luck on the podcast.
Well, that was nice. Well, and you wished he got what was he playing with?
He got like some it looks like a powder brick.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one for Owen before, and you like chisel them apart, and there's like usually a prize or something hidden inside. And he had
that's
one.
Nice.
Yeah, it is good, huh? He had one that was like it had like some maybe gold in it,
mm-hmm.
or some type of jewel or rock. Or
it
something.
It's either gold or pyrite, which is fool's gold,
right.
Or obsidian, or what they call the other one, rainbow rock, which kind of looked like tiger's eye. Maybe it's the same thing. I don't know. But Silas loves gems. We already talked about
geology.
Yeah, we already talked about how he enjoyed going down to the mines.
This is really good.
This is really nice. I like this beer a heap. Good on you, Green Flash.
Yeah.
And by the way,
go.
Let's talk about that for a second.
All right, okay.
Green Flash, have you ever seen it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't have what is Green Flash? I don't even know what you're talking about.
The Green Flash is a mythological occurrence that happens sometimes at sunset when you're watching the ocean.
Okay.
And you're standing there on the beach and you look and the sun goes down over the horizon and there's a momentary flash of the color green.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Really?
I have seen it.
Like recently or just?
I think it was a year or two ago.
Where at?
I think Santa Monica Beach.
And you were just?
Not Santa Monica. It was probably Laguna.
Did anybody else see it?
Other, at that moment?
Yeah.
Laura saw it.
Okay,
yeah.
So it wasn't just like.
Yeah, but that's
did
why.
Did you have to like look at each other and go, did you see that?
Or? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we knew to expect it because we were looking for it. We'd heard the folklore around the Green Flash.
Okay,
and that's why this brewery is named Green Flash. Let me just look this up.
Hey, you know what I found out today that was, or, well, not today. I found out actually this week that was really interesting. Do you know that there is a hum going on?
Yes.
That only like 3% of people can hear, and they're creating a database now.
Yes.
Where you can, like, if you hear it, you can log in and they ask you a whole bunch of questions. And there's like a map of maybe the world or at least the United States. But there's like, yeah, there's like some weird hum that like only 3% of people can hear. And like they could be hearing it and the other person could be just sitting right across from them and have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I've heard
I just
it.
Found out about that. Maybe I'm
so like, here's a picture
late to the party on that. Okay.
Of the Green Flash. And look at the several pictures right above it. You see, in some of them, you see a little bit of a green flash. That's like a string of photos taken of a sunset.
Looks like just Space Invaders.
A sliver of...
Doesn't it look like Space Invaders?
Green flashes are green, and green rays are optical phenomena. That sometimes occur just after sunset or right before sunrise. When the conditions are right, a distinct green spot is briefly visible above the upper rim of the sun's disk. Disk. The green appearance usually lasts for no more than a second or two. Rarely, the green flash can resemble a green ray shooting up from the sunset or sunrise point. Green flashes occur because the Earth's atmosphere can cause the light from the sun to separate out into different colors. Green flashes are a group of similar phenomena. Phenomena. Which stems from slightly different causes.
I'm not even
causes,
listening to them anymore.
And
I just
therefore,
turn around looking at his CDs.
Some types of green flashes are more common than others. So all there right. You go. So next time you're at the beach.
You need to have your own little feature of science facts. Andy's science facts.
I can do that.
I know.
Mike could do.
Can we do it before I come in?
Josh, maybe you don't need to come in at all. So
well, then you're going to be the only one here, but the other guys ain't coming, I'll tell you that much.
Can't imagine Larry sitting through that bullshit.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, I've seen it a couple of times. It's actually kind of cool.
I can't even remember the last time I looked at a sunset.
What's the weirdest thing? What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen?
All right, I'll tell you. I know exactly what it is.
Okay.
All right, so when I was like probably like 18, there was this graveyard by my house. Well, actually, it wasn't by my house. It was the other side of town, but I used to always hang out at this one graveyard by my house. But this other one...
Of course. Who doesn't?
Well, that's where we could go drink.
Oh, gotcha.
So we went up, and there was this area. There's a graveyard, then there's a patch of woods, then there was this kind of dirt road that you could go up to, and we would... drive up there.
Was it spooky as shit to be there?
Well, here's the thing. I've slept in graveyards.
Why?
Just to see if I could do it. So anyway, let's stick with this story.
I want to hear that story after this story.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, a lot of time, too, is when I'm in the graveyard, we were drinking. Nobody goes into graveyards looking for anybody at nighttime, right? And it's easy to hide. All you got to do is dive behind a gravestone, and the spotlight of the cops, they can't find you, and they don't want to be running around. Getting chased through a graveyard is terrifying because you don't see those tombstones. You just bash your shin, go flying over, hit your teeth on one in the ground. Yeah, it's the real deal. Anyway. We were up there drinking, And it was three of us, and we were right at a bend, okay? And I was looking at my friend, and there, behind him was, like, going into the woods were these just overgrown vegetation about the same height as him. You know what I mean? You couldn't just, like, dive into the woods.
Sure.
And I'm sitting there, and it's twilight, right? It was right about the time of the green flashes, except I didn't see green flashes.
You know what?
I'm just telling you. It was twilight.
I've already had just about enough.
And me, it was three of us, right? And I'm talking to this guy who's right across from me, and the other guy's like, I got to go. He had to go, like, pick up the girls or whatever like that. So he leaves, and we're just standing there talking. And as I look at him, it looks like I see this just hood with, like, no face behind him. And what I, and my initial reaction is, you know how, like, when you're in the woods, I've spent a lot of time in the woods when I was a kid, that when you see something, you just kind of move your head, and then what it is just kind of like two branches together, looks like something, but when you move, when you change your angle, it turns into something else, and you're like, okay, that's not what I say. Well, I see this, and he's talking to me, and I'm looking, like, right over his shoulder, and I start walking towards him and start, like, moving around, right? And then it just kind of goes away. And I'm like, okay, now I need to try. I'm like, that was weird. And so I go back to right where I was standing, and there's literally nothing there at all like that. At all. I mean, there was just nothing there. And I was like, that was really freaky, right? And I told him, and he's like, oh, that's weird. So, like, a week later, I'm riding in a car with my other friend who wasn't there, okay? I don't know why. I just started telling him this story, and he just turns white. And I'm like, what's the matter? He goes, I was up in those woods one time with completely different other people, and we were walking down a path in the middle of the night, and was down the path, and we thought it was one of our friends from back at the camp trying to scare us, so we just kept walking, going, yeah, okay, whatever, asshole. And then when we got up to it, we kind of realized it wasn't him, and we looked, and it was something with a hood on. And we fucking screamed and took off running.
Wow.
And that's the story.
That's the weirdest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, that's the weirdest. That's the creepiest and weirdest thing I've ever
this
seen.
This is near Pittsburgh?
This is in Butler. And for the one person listening from Butler, it's the cemetery off of North Main Street.
Not
South Main Street.
Not much of a chance that it was a Klansman.
No, but they actually did have a Ku Klux Klan rally one time in our town. Nobody showed up. They had to pay for it for security because it was like it was a political move, and nobody in the town supported it. But they were just trying to get. I don't even know. I don't remember why. It was just stupid.
I remember in Indianapolis. I guess the Grand Wizard lived there.
Really?
And their name, last name. This is early 70s. Oh, yeah. Last name. I've told you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last name was Cheney.
Right.
Really close to mine.
Right.
It's like a Christmas song away from mine. Noel, no. Anyway, my dad gets some letter was written to him in fucking crayon or something. Right. And he sees it. He's like, oh, God. And just gives it to the FBI. Because the FBI, that was initially one of their the areas of purview, is investigating the Klan and so forth. Awful shit.
If I've seen or remember it right, this was a while ago. There was a boys' reformatorium or something like that.
Yeah, reformatory or state school.
It was something like that, and they had it out in the middle of the sticks.
Yeah.
And the kids kept breaking out and, like, breaking into everybody's houses and cars around that area.
Nice.
And I think one of them, somebody in there, was like a Klansman or something, so they said, the city needs to move this thing, and they did, like, a rally on the courthouse steps. They applied, they did it all legally, you know what I mean? But there was, like, not one person showed up, and they were just doing it for the, you know, let's put a black mark on this to get,
no pun intended.
Yeah. Jeez. God, let's start over. When just delete everything from here. But yeah, so anyway, that was, what about besides the Green Flash, which sounds like an awesome superhero, is there any other creepy?
There is one.
Did you ever see anything creepy or scary?
Yes.
Like a ghost?
Did I ever see a ghost?
Or thought you saw a ghost?
Trying to think.
One time when I moved to North Hollywood, first week I was here, I told you the story. First week I was here, I'm sitting in this, like, I'm still new. I'm still, I don't, you know what the hell LA is like. And we had this house with four guys, and it had like one of those big windows, you know, in the living room. And I'm just sitting in this chair, and I'm the only one home because I didn't have a job yet. And I look out the window, and I see this dude riding a four-wheel bicycle that was like two stories high on scaffolding, right. And he was wearing an alien mask, and it was going like 2 miles per hour, and it was like Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. And I'm just sitting there like, what the hell have I got myself in? I was just like, this place is awesome.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen anything particularly weird. I remember the only thing I remember of anything supernatural that I've seen or no, not really. I remember when I was a kid, I was probably 15, 14, and over at a friend's house, Brian Sizemore's house. Mm-hmm. And the night before, there was this show on TV about paranormal experiences and ESP and stuff. Yeah. And he goes, you believe in that stuff? I'm like, well, I think everybody kind of has some sense, if they're open to it, of intuition or whatever.
I would love to do one of those ghost hunter things.
Well, he is like, oh, okay, well, then say something, predict something. And I'm like, all right, let me clear my mind and see what comes in my mind. Your phone's going to ring. And he looks over at the phone. I swear to God, it rang instantly. Instantly.
You shit your pants.
Picks it up, and it was a wrong number. The weird, I mean, just, that happens all the time.
Right,
but you know, it was weird that I had said that, and there it was. And he goes, try it again. I said, a bird's going to land on the bird bath out there. He goes, well, that's what a bird bath's for, asshole. And I said, a cardinal. Red cardinal.
Well, that's pulling it out of your ass.
A red fucking cardinal. Like it was like 3 minutes
later.
Did
you say I'm never predicting anything again and just say I'm ending at 1,000%? I'm never predicting anything again. I'm perfect at this.
One more.
You should start your own 800 number.
One more time and I'm playing the lottery. Let's do it. Going out with a bash. But yeah, that was it. But I remember I had, when I was in Indianapolis, I had a psychic come in, and she was talking about, she had a caller who called in, you know, asking questions.
Hold on. Did you do this personal, like for your personal?
I was hosting it.
Okay. Well, I'm saying, okay, it was a show thing. It wasn't like hey, it's Saturday night, I'm bored, let's go check out
No, it was, I was doing a morning show at an alternative station.
All right.
X103. And had this Eileen.
Did she smell of patchouli?
She came in. And she was wearing this, purple dress or whatever. And the walls were, all carpeted with gray carpet and everything for sound deadening and all that. And someone calls in and they said, Eileen, I had a dream about you. And she goes, tell me about the dream. She goes, well, you are in purple and like covered in, surrounded by purple. And it was a gray night, and so like it's what I'm looking at,
right.
And at first I'm like, oh my god, this is really crazy. But I'm like, oh, hold up, bullshit, she's been in here before.
Or her assistant is out the hallway in Melbourne.
But all that stuff is like, I went to a magic show somewhere, I won't say where it was.
Okay.
It was locally. And there were these...
there really only one place that does magic?
Shut up. And there was this this group, this well-known group, a duo, that are doing this show. And it's about, he goes out in the audience and picks something out of someone's wallet or whatever, or purse. Uh-huh. And she's blindfolded and she can see it. Well, come on. Does he have a camera on his tie,
right.
Or, and what is she looking at in there, or someone sending, a word from backstage an earpiece? And that place is completely wired,
right.
for sound so and
now
video.
We know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I was also at a place, sounds very similar to this, where magic was very prevalent.
Yeah.
And we were watching the show, right?
Uh-huh.
And the guy was doing one of those... it where he's got like two rings and all of a sudden he's like, ching, and they and they go together. Well, he did something wrong and it like went all rubbery and weird. I started laughing so hard. I felt so embarrassed for him. And it was like 3 minutes into his show. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy's got like 20 more minutes to go. And he's holding these rubbery rings up in the air. And I was just, oh.
Now, let me temper that.
Bad magic is way better than good magic. You can fully entertain me with just failed bad magic.
That's a great name for a band. Bad magic.
Oh, yeah. One of the first tricks I taught Owen, I just hold my hand, right? I'd hold it with a closed fist and I'd go, Owen, guess what's in here? And he'd be like, what? And I'd wave my hand over it and go, nothing, magic. And he'd be like, oh. There was never anything in my hand.
That's awesome. Let me temper that by saying that there are all sorts of things that they do there that I am amazed at. Like the card tricks. You sit down at a card table and guys are doing, you know what, I'm like, wow, yeah, but hell.
Yeah, I lose patience with that shit, though. It's like
there are some really talented people doing that
stuff. I'm not saying they aren't talented. I just think, like, after about two, I'm like, okay, I don't give a shit anymore. Let's go. Show me another trick. Like, light something on fire. Do something. Card tricks are just.
We went there for brunch. And it was fun to see the kids get excited about it.
Oh, yeah.
And get, like, included in the tricks and stuff.
Yeah, and that would be fun.
That was really, that really, really, cool. Really neat. But it's such a fun place to go. It really is. The place we won't
The
miss.
Place that we... It's one of the very few places in L.A. that does magic.
You know what the most magic thing they
it's
did
not
was?
The Magic Mountain.
Most magic thing they did ever was when I pulled up the very first time. I pull up and I realize... Oh shit, I just left my phone in the Uber and I'm like waiting in line. I'm feeling around for it and I don't have it.
You have a long history leaving shit in Ubers.
The guy, I know. The guy gets, you know, like talks into his sleeve and he says, what kind of car was it? I said, it was a black Nissan.
And then the curtain opened up and there was a black Nissan.
He goes, black Nissan at the bottom gate. Stop it. Get the phone and it's in it. And they called down to them. And they stopped the guy right as he was about to pull out on the Holly or on Franklin.
Right.
And
see,
and
we're basically saying everything but the name of this place at this point in time. Are you saying the address?
But so then we walked up to the hill and ate at Yamashiro.
Exactly. Good beer.
Mm.
Hey, you know what's?
It's a delight.
Reveal that we're not recording at the usual time. We're getting a little later in the day.
Yeah, this is a little later in the day.
Which is good.
It's Father's Day weekend. I'll go ahead and say that.
Yeah.
let me just add. So, for years, Laura and I have both had iPhones, and I have tried in vain to get our calendars to sync up. So that I know when she's scheduled a facial, she knows when I have a chiropractor appointment, just so our shit can be all lined up.
Can you do that on iPhones?
Yes, but it's never worked.
Well, why don't you use Google calendars?
Will you fucking let me tell a story?
Just solve the problem for you right there. Go ahead.
I'm not on Google. She has a Google email address. I'm not on it, but they want me to.
They're free.
I should get on. Anyway, so I've tried to get it to work. I've done everything I could. Can't. It says they're sharing them. It says
can I ask
I'm,
a question?
I'm, no.
Well, how do you know that? What? How do they share?
Because
they're on the same Wi-Fi?
Yeah, you can share. Like, if you have an iPhone and you want to share a calendar with me, in theory, I should be. You should give me the permission to do it, and I can accept, and it's done. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Totally able to. So anyway, but haven't been. For whatever reason, they were incompatible. And so the other day, she comes to me, first part of the week, and she says, I've just lost thousands of photos out of my iPhone. Where'd they go? I don't have a photo from like middle of December to the end of May. I don't have a single photo. What happened? There are thousands of them. And I'm like, I don't know. And so I did some research, tried to troubleshoot, see if they were deleted or whatever. And can't find them anywhere. what I do is I log into her iCloud and I'm like, okay, so I see them there.
So they automatically.
Worst case scenario,
still have them.
I see them there and I'll be able to download them, you know, using image capture or whatever and get them. But, you know, you're a couple of iOS updates behind. I wonder if you update, maybe that will totally preclude being able to retrieve them on your phone, or maybe it's just a bug that it'll fix. Let's try it.
Well, but if they're on the cloud, you can re-download them to the phone.
Not if you don't have an a backup from the phone.
No, but the cloud is your backup.
I understand that, but I wasn't able to immediately do that. I would then be able to retrieve them from iCloud and get them. There was a glitch that wasn't down. It should automatically download it, but it didn't know they were missing. So I don't know how you find
it. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
And so I update her phone, right? And I don't think anything else. The next day I ask when I'm talking to her, you know, just having a conversation. I'm like, oh, hey, your photo is back. And she goes, oh, my God, they are. They're all back. They're all saved. So I'm sitting here at my computer on Friday. Uh-huh. And I'm looking at, you know, doing some work, and I see a little calendar thing pop up, and it says, play date, Vivian and Kennedy. I'm like, oh, wow, that's weird. I usually don't get those. Then a little bit later, I see Andy Massage at 10:30 on Sunday. Andy Dinner at 5:30.
It's like,
well, I know what's going on. I know what's happening on Father's Day. And so when she gets home in the afternoon, I said, hey, oh, by the way, I see the updates on the calendar now. She just has a wilted look. It's like, God damn it. Well, I guess you know what's happening on Sunday.
That's awesome.
Now.
That's great.
That's pretty cool.
Have you ever destroyed any of your phones?
Like destroyed them?
Yeah, dropped them or?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
How many?
We were on vacation. What vacation was this? This is the vacation where I'm in Hawaii, where I come back and find out that my entire career has just been turned upside down. I'm moving to the afternoons and all kinds of stuff. People have been fired and all this.
It seemed like every time you went away and came back, something effed up happened and it was like major. And it was just like every time you'd be like, oh, we're planning a vacation next week. It was like,
I was sitting on the beach first time and like, oh, really? That guy got fired. Yeah. That stinks. Yeah. So, dude.
Hey, Andy, we're just about to close in this house. You got anything going on this week? I don't know. Should we just hold off on escrow if you're going to go on vacation?
I asked that question a few times. Like, so I'm thinking about making a big purchase. Is now a good time?
You told me about that, and then I did the exact same thing like 6 weeks later or something when we got our place. I was like, hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
Any scuttlebutt I should know about?
I don't want to know any details, but here's what I'm thinking I'm going to do.
Right.
Would you think maybe it's a good time to go into escrow right now? He's like, oh, yeah, it's great. It's a great time. Okay, good. I just want to say that. That's all I wanted to know. But
what was I talking about?
How you destroyed a phone?
Oh, so I'm on vacation in Hawaii. In Kauai, at an organic fruit farm, middle of nowhere, pretty close to off the grid, right?
You and fruit farms.
You're a fruit farm.
Fruit farms. You vacationed at fruit farms, and what was the other thing you brought up a couple times?
I don't know.
You're a great fruit farm vacationer. They're always kind of in the plans.
That's a good band name, the fruit farm vacationers.
All right, so go ahead. Sorry.
You make it so
easy. The great
easy.
Interrupter.
God damn it.
You were in Hawaii. You're at a fruit farm.
I'm there.
Surprise, surprise.
And so many times this iPhone, it was one of the little ones. It was like your size.
Yeah.
Whatever. What is that? Is that
this
six?
Is a 5.
Is that 5?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why. I'm not allowed to get a new phone.
That's up there. See the stack of iPhones I've got up
there? Yeah.
It was one of those little ones. And I've dropped that thing on concrete, on asphalt. I've dropped it everywhere, right? And, you know, you dent the side of it and that kind of thing.
So you've, broken the screen
everything
before?
Never.
Okay.
Never had broken a screen before. And I'm in this cottage. Mm-hmm. I set my phone on the table. It somehow gets nudged off this table. It falls 30 inches onto a soft bamboo mat. Okay. Face down.
All right.
I'm like, oh, I dropped my phone. Yeah. Like, there's no way this, you know, anything happened to it. I reached out to pick it up. Fucking shattered. I can't, like, draw in your mind, if you went on the internet and looked at shattered glass.
It's just like, it looked like you hit it with a hammer.
It looked like it was done in CGI for a TV show.
Right.
It was... It couldn't have been any more shattered, just completely. And so we're headed to Honolulu next. And we go there, and I have to walk from Waikiki. God damn it. It's like Beverly Hills there now. All of the real estate.
Really?
I mean, there's Tiffany's. There's one after another of designer clothing.
It's
and
high,
what,
end, all
yeah,
high end.
All high end. All high end. And but you walk... down, I walk down to the Apple store and I go in there and I get a new iPhone. And of course, it's a nightmare because I don't have any of my, can't
right.
read any of my passwords and can't log into anything.
Yep.
And all. But yeah, I'm not the greatest place in the world to have a break.
I haven't dropped, I've never cracked my screen or anything like that, but I've destroyed 3 iPhones consecutively by submersing them in liquid. 3
now,
in a row.
Now, when you say submerge in liquid, is this a toilet?
No.
I had a trainer.
2 pools and a dog's bowl.
There's the title of the... There's the title.
There's the title of this episode.
That's where it came from, everybody. I should have a bell to ring for that.
2 pools and a dog's bowl. First one, I jumped a brand new, less than a month old iPhone 5. This is why I have the 5, because I keep destroying them, and I'm not paying like $500 to get a newer. My wife won't let me. She's like, you're just going to destroy it, so why don't you get the shitty one?
Well, here's the thing about, did you do the upgrade thing? I remember I had this conversation with you like a year or two ago.
But it doesn't work out the way they make it sound like it's going to
work
out.
I made the switch in Hawaii when I got that new phone. It was when they switched over to the, you basically make monthly payments.
Yes.
You pay $40
it's like
bucks
a
month. Yeah. Not really.
Well, I mean,
you pay $40
like
bucks a month. $40 a month for 2 years.
Yeah, which is
and if
a
you think about that,
of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's what is that? That's like, $960.
Yes,
if you pay the whole thing,
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, so that's a load of dough.
No idea.
But included in that is the $100 Apple Care. So if anything
which
happens
I've
to the
used
phone,
never
I have.
Yeah,
oh,
but it's for $100 though. You pay
$960. You break your screen. You walk in there and they fix it. You don't.
Great. Don't break your screen. Or break your screen and they'll repair it for $100.
Or
and
you,
then you don't have to pay $960.
In a dog's bowl.
Mine, the way that happened was the exact same way what happened to yours, where you put it on a table and it literally fell off, right? Straight into the dog's water bowl. And I saw the moment when it died because the screen was still lit, right?
Right.
Looking up at me through the water bowl. And it just kind of blinked at me, and then it did that. You know how, like, when you take a picture, a screenshot, it'll does that flashy blinky thing.
Uh-huh.
It did that, and then just went white and faded away. And my wife, and I'm like, son of a bitch. My wife's like, put it in rice. And we put it in rice, and it actually worked for like an hour, and then it just died again. And then the other two, one of them I was inebriated and jumped in a pool. That was it. And then the second one, as I was not inebriated and jumped in a pool.
I see.
Yep.
Good
times. So, like...
I do also like, though, not that I'm a shill for Apple, but I like that after 12 months, you can go in and get the new one. That's where they get you.
Yeah. Because guess what? They'll say, okay, you can come in and get a brand new one. But we're re-upping you for that 2 years
sure.
at $40 a month.
Sure.
Well, basically, you can get a new phone every year, but you're paying, if it's $40 a month times 12, you're paying $480 a year for a new phone.
Yeah, but it's all a write-off.
I can't write it
it's
off.
It's a tax write-off. You work in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, but I'm not writing off $480. I don't get that back. I get like, what, maybe 10% of that, $48?
You need a new accountant.
How much can you get back?
I don't know. Yeah, it depends on what percentage of it is used for business.
Yeah, and then I'm also risking to get an audit.
Audit.
Too, because then they're like, well, you're using this for $480, but you're making less money every year. And that's when the red flags go up.
I don't actually know how much my accountant, what percentage he writes off of it.
You know, we did an accountant before, and then we just decided it was easier to do. Do you do an accountant for
every time?
Why? What do you think the benefits are?
Look in front of you. This equipment.
Okay, you're right. Yeah.
All this.
If I do
voiceover, so when I buy new equipment,
right.
And I need to update things to keep with the times.
Right.
And every time I do that, I'll depreciate right. that stuff.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You have to do that.
I'm going to write off like a workbench and some Archie comics.
No, you can't do that.
I know. I'm saying that's. But I'm saying I don't work out of my house like you do. So I totally right. see why you would do
but,
it. But we don't do.
Like, think about this. For voiceover, if you're going to audition for television commercials and movie VOs, where would you do that?
What?
How would you research what's happening currently in the world
TV.
Of right?
Oh no, I've done this.
So my cable TV bill is obviously a legitimate write-off. Not it's not for everybody.
Right,
not everybody's in VO.
But you also have to be proving that you're making money. It's that is a legitimate write-off. But when I was a musician and I was writing off CDs and
sure.
writing off
that's research.
And I'd also write off
when you buy
admission to
strings
a club
and oh sure
yeah and strings. I kept all that shit.
Yeah,
but
that's networking.
If you do, but I think I remember my accountant saying after like the third year I bought like a banjo or something like that, and he was just like, every year you're buying more, but you're still making the same amount of money, and that's a red flag for audits.
Right. Well, but here's the thing: if you had somebody, an accountant that's worth his salt and would represent you, if their work got audited, like mine will.
Yeah.
My accountant used to be in the music industry, and if. I buy insurance through him for an audit. So I pay him a certain amount when I get my taxes done that says, if I get audited
yes,
this year, you're going to go in for me
yeah.
and spend
no, that's what, that's
dozens
what he,
of hours of doing this horseshit.
That's what he said
for me.
Too. That, yeah.
And the person who referred me to him years ago, 20 years ago, I've been having him do my taxes for 20 years. Mm. 20 years ago, the person that referred me said she did get audited. And he went in
yeah.
and got her $15 more back.
But I think...
But here's the thing, because he knows where you'll get flagged. I mean, like, he knows,
right.
Okay, let's say you can write off $500 for headshots in a year, and you can write that off, and that's where the red line is. He'll say, don't do $500 because you'll get audited for that. Do $490. And, you know, even though you're taking less of a deduction than you deserve... It's he keeps you from getting in Dutch with.
This is some good tax talk.
Yeah,
I didn't
it's
think
pretty
we were,
nice.
If you would have told me like 20 minutes ago or however long
when we were talking
been,
about red flashes,
that when this thing started, that we would be starting off with ghosts and green flashes and end up talking about getting audited by your taxes, I'd have been like, nah, you're talking out your ass. It's never gonna happen. So
anything goes here.
Hey,
what?
You know what was a hot topic last week?
Oh, go ahead.
Old people food.
Old people food. And you got some feedback. I want to hear that.
I got.
And I want to hear.
Right after the break.
And I want to hear Josh's.
What?
Crazy drunken thoughts.
Oh. Okay.
Can we get to that?
Yeah, we can get to that.
Okay.
What do you want to do first?
First, I want to do the old people
food. All right,
so
this was just.
To catch people up, people who didn't listen a couple of episodes ago, I mentioned. What did I mention?
You mentioned. Butter pecan ice cream.
Butter, no,
you
it was something,
something
else.
Oh no, it was those candies, those butterscotch things or whatever you had.
The maple nut goodies.
Yeah, maple nut.
They
goodies.
Were old people food.
I know. We were trying them, and they were delicious. And I said, "These are old people food,"
yeah.
And that intrigued you.
Josh then said, "Like peanut brickle,
brittle, brickle. What the hell's brittle?
Isn't there a brickle?
I don't know. Brittle.
There's
peanut brittle.
Isn't there brickle?
No.
There's no such
I've
thing as brickle.
Brickle."
I bet there's a brickle.
Brickle.
There's brickle.
How many times do you say brickle? What the hell is a brickle?
I don't know.
It doesn't exist.
Butter brickle? Here we go.
What's a butter brickle?
What Brickle.
All right, so here's, so other people wrote in, so this set off a chain reaction, actually, and I got some good posts on Facebook, some people wrote me on Facebook, and some people emailed, and I'm just going to list some of the ones that I totally 100% agree with. What are you doing?
Brickle. Brickle.
What can, brickle. Is have the definition of brickle?
It does.
Go ahead.
Midland and southern U.S. easily broken brittle. So peanut brittle is also sometimes peanut brickle.
Really?
Yes.
Never heard of that. Yeah. I still don't believe you.
Anyway, these are old people foods. He said like butter pecan ice cream and
peanut brittle, then candied apples are one of them, right. Boston baked beans.
Right. And so people wrote in with their versions
of. And I thought of a couple too. Because one of the ones was you said they were all desserts, so they're all candies. And I was like, no, they're savory stuff. And I figured out a few.
Okay.
All right. So this is a good one right here. Jeremy Williams wrote this in. I'm not going to read them all, but he had two good ones. Cream of wheat. That's totally old people food. And then my favorite, deviled ham.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Totally old people food, right?
But grape nuts.
Grape nuts is old people food. here's another one from Cammie. Oh, she just.
Tapioca.
You know, I know, and she wrote something I know.
Who is this?
Cammie Milne, I think is okay. How you say her name. One of the things I like, and one of the things I think you like, right? Okay. This is the thing that I like. Pork rinds.
Oh, yeah. You love it.
Yeah. And this is the thing that I bet you like. Those little hard Brock's root beer candy barrels.
They're okay.
But yeah, that's kind of an good. Old people. And then here's a few that I thought.
Whorehound candy.
What's that?
You've never had whorehound candy?
Uh-uh.
Oh my God! I think I can find some. It's almost medicinal.
Is it like whore? Like whore?
How do you spell whorehound?
Whorehound.
No, not there's no W.
Is it whorehound brickle?
Whorehound.
All right, other people, other old people food. You ready?
Whorehound is a okay. Whorehound is used to make hard lozenge candy that are considered by folk medicine to aid digestion. Soothe sore throats
and
relieve,
candy.
Relieve inflammation.
Of the bowels.
H-O-R-E, whore, H-O-R-E, H-O-U-N-D. You can make tea out of it. And
I've never even heard of that.
And they use it in the rock and rye cocktail.
I've never even heard of that.
Whorehound.
Whorehound candy, whorehound brickle. Olive loaf. Right?
Pimento loaf.
Yeah, exactly. Pickle loaf. It's all the same thing.
Brown Schwager.
I love that shit. Oh, I love brown Schwager. Liverwurst. And you ready? I'm even going to go with an old people cheese, Limburger.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time. Oh, the only time.
Have you ever eaten Limburger?
My dad got some.
Okay.
I must have been. Shit, I must have been like Silas's age.
All right, how
like
did he eat it? How did he
and
eat it?
He got it in a little jar.
Okay.
And he spooned it out on crackers.
So it's creamy? It's like cream cheese?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it stank like shit.
Yeah, when I worked at the Elks, there was this real old timer who'd come in and he'd be like, I don't know why we started talking about Limburger. And he said, yeah, they used to, when I was younger, the old timers would come in here and they'd bring a big hunk of that shit in, right? And get rye bread, toast the rye, and just smear a giant spread of Limburger on there, and then put onions on it, and then you just eat a Limburger sandwich.
Hey, I came up the other day with a...
Can you imagine what that smells like?
A cheese joke. You ready?
I can't hardly wait.
excuse me.
Okay.
Why doesn't the dairy farmer buy his curds?
I don't know.
Because he can rent it.
I don't get it. Seriously, I get it. Why would you rent curds?
Rennet.
What's
is
rennet?
What it's what curdles cheese. It's what curdles.
See, nobody
cream.
Knows that what rennet is.
I told you, it's a cheese joke. It's for cheese farmers.
Okay, well, okay.
You tell that at a cheese farmer convention, you'll slay.
Cheese farmer? Is that what they're called?
I don't know. Dairy farmer?
It's a cheese farmer. Hey, you got the back 40 and grow some cheese.
I tell you, cheese farmers is a great name for a band.
All right, this has gone out of control.
It really has. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah. Did you want to do my show topic notes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't even know if this is going
to
be funny.
To describe it, Josh sometimes is an overachiever, and while he's sitting around the house watching TV or whatever, he'll stop and he'll make a note in his phone of show topics we should cover.
I find that after a few cocktails, my creative juices are flowing heavily.
Okay,
and then this is when I go, you know what? I really don't just like talking to Andy on his stuff, so I'm just going to think about stuff that we can talk about. No, I think about like show topics because, like,
I don't know why you needed to make it hurtful. Did it have to be hurtful?
That's how I roll.
Okay.
Anyway, so I just like write stuff down that pops in my head, and then here's what happens: is I put my phone down and then forget about it. And then I look at it like a week later, and I just, to me, it's the greatest thing in the world because they're so dumb. So, all right. okay, here's one. If you only had one cheese for the rest of your life, what would it be? Andy?
Oh, let's see here. One cheese for the rest of my life.
For everything.
Then I go with a white cheddar. If I can only have one cheese the rest of my life, but I have some other cheeses that delight me.
See, here's what I'm thinking. Here's my thought process. I would think maybe mozzarella.
Yeah.
Because then you can do lasagna,
pizza
and pasta. And you could probably, you could still have a hamburger and maybe it wouldn't be as good as like a cheddar or something like that.
Right.
I think mozzarella has more of a utilitarian, you know, you can use it for
you
more
might,
things.
I could be talked into that.
You could shred it on a salad if you had
to. That's why
to.
I went for white cheddar instead of a strong and bitey cheddar.
Okay. Here's another one. Andy, do you just follow directions or do you follow directions or you just go for it? When you like building something.
Oh. I'm a directions guy.
Yeah, me too.
But let me temper that. I am a big fan of the quick start guide.
What's that?
When you buy something, they'll have the manual that's, you know, quarter inch thick.
Right.
But they'll also have a one sheeter,
a quick start
guide that will get you up and running intuitively in a shorter period of time. I'm a big fan of that.
Can you here's a thing I think that like you can either do or you can't do. Can you follow Lego instructions?
Yes.
They're clear as day to me. My wife looks at them and she's like, she can't get to step three. She's like, well, I don't know. What am I doing? I'm like, there's only six pieces on
there. Right.
she can't understand Lego instructions.
Oh, it's easiest. But my son can understand.
My son's seven
and he can build anything.
It's just, I'm like, they're just basically dumbed down IKEA instructions.
Well, except you don't have that little
and zingy. I don't even know what I was thinking when I wrote this one down, but it's awesome.
What do you
as a grandfather, which actor would you like to portray yourself? So when you're an old grandfather, what actor would you want to portray?
Well, you have to think about who's going to be.
I don't even know why. Why would I write that?
You have to think about who's your contemporary now.
I'm saying, like, if you, what actor would you want to play you as an old person right now?
Oh, to play you, like, age progressed?
Yes.
Oh, the future me.
Yes.
Like, if you're in a movie where...
What actor right now would you like to play old Andy Chandler?
It's about you, but they're going into the future to suppose what you are in the future. Yep. What actor would I want to play me in the future?
You know what was a game that we used to play at the Sound? I don't know if you ever played it with us. Is if we made a movie... What would the cast be of all the people that you know?
Oh God!
And then, but you're not allowed to pick yourself.
Except
I would pick Ned Beatty for me.
Ned Beatty's pretty good. I was thinking Clint Eastwood, just because he's such a cantankerous, angry man.
And here's the very last one. This is just the cherry on top. Bedsheets. Yay or nay?
What?
You can confirm it.
And you wrote yay, Y-A-Y. Yay!
Or nay.
Tell me you wrote nay, like an N-E-I-G-H.
I got problems. Yeah. Oh, here's another one. What about your favorite nut? Or what's the most overrated nut?
Oh, the most overrated?
Yes, what's the most?
The Filbert.
Which one's the Filbert?
That's the one that's this long, Brazilian.
No, those are good.
No, I don't like those.
No, those are good. The
macadamia? The round ones?
Yeah, those are overrated.
What?
Yep.
Watch your mouth. Well, you can't have very many. My God, there's like 3 grams of fat in each one. They're incredibly fatty.
Aren't all nuts kind of fatty though?
Not like macadamia.
Really?
Oh yeah, macadamia.
But I think that's good on I think that's good on the NSNG diet.
And it's good for your good cholesterol.
Ooh.
Yeah. There is such a thing.
Okay, whatever, I believe
you. I can tell you because I've got the veins of a 16-year-old.
What's going on for what do you got planned? Oh, yeah, you already know what you got planned on for Father's Day. I'm grilling up. I'm cheating.
What are you doing?
I'm making ribs. Some mac and cheese and grilling up some potatoes. And
smart to make it a cheat day. For people that don't know, I should preface this. People that just tune in and like, why? What are you cheating? What's your diet? He does the NSNG, no sugar, grain diet.
Right.
And
so there's sugar and barbecue sauce.
Can I ask you, how much weight have you lost?
64 pounds.
Good. Since October?
Yes.
64 pounds.
Yep.
How much do you work out a week?
Zero. That's the whole reason I'm doing this diet.
You lost 64 pounds on this
diet. I have not exercised 1 ounce.
And that's how many months? That's 6, 7, 8, 9, 8 months. What? That's like
seven and a half.
No,
months,
that's like 9 months. But it's like seven. No, is it 7 months? No, it's more.
Well,
than
10. October is the 10th. So 10 to.
It's 8 months.
Yeah. So I said.
And so what is it?
Some 8 pounds a month.
8 pounds a month. That's dynamite.
Well, it started off, like all diets, I think you start off losing. Well, you start off losing weight quicker. You know what
right.
I mean? I've kind of steadied myself out. I'm kind of happy where I am right now. I mean, I'm definitely not going to turn down losing any more weight, but I'm not as strict as I was before. Like, I will allow myself to cheat here and there, but it's not like big cheats. Like, I'll be like, all right, I'll have some, like today we went and saw a movie. Couple handfuls of popcorn is not going to kill me. Right. But normally, if I'm really strict about that, I would never eat that crap.
That's amazing, though. Good for you.
Well, thank you.
Good for you. I never would have struck.
And did you
never would have struck me as someone who had the willpower to do that.
Thanks.
Well, no, I just. Well, here's the way the
magic. You know what happened is I saw a picture of me on Facebook and I was like, oh my God, I'm a whale.
Here's the magic of it. I guess I do understand it because there's something magic about this diet in that all the things that you love.
Yep.
All the sausages and all that kind of stuff are free game.
Exactly.
Have as much as you want. Cheese. Here's a 2 cups.
Exactly. It's like, I'm allowed to eat eggs and bacon? What? That's why.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, this is really easy to
do. You just can't have bread.
Potatoes and pasta and rice.
And alcohol.
No, you can drink alcohol. Trust me.
Just which ones?
You can't have beer's not good. No, but this is the only time I drink beer when I'm over here. And, you could drink like clear liquors.
Yeah,
that's why we went out and had a few drinks the other day, and I had rum and cokes.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
We got to see Sammy, and Aaron,
a former sound employee. Sammy was the afternoon show producer.
Producer.
Aaron Al, the president of our fan club.
As quiet as it's kept. What did Sammy almost say when he's giving away Fleetwood Mac tickets?
Oh, Mick Fleetwood.
No, Flick Meatwood. I remember hearing that on air, and I was in my office, like sprinted out of my office. I was laughing so hard because he was on mic, and he was like, "You want tickets to see Mick Fleetwood?" And then you were like,
"Did you just say Flick Meatwood?" and that became the name of his fantasy football team, Flick Meatwood. So good.
Dynamite. Good times.
How can people get a hold of you, Josh, more old people foods?
Email me your old people foods if you want us to give you a call maybe sometime. We didn't try that today.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Got any
call some more people.
Show topics or just if you just want to call or email me and tell me that you don't like me, go ahead and do that too. Don't bother me.
Joshua J. Sometimes the people that you know don't like you.
Yeah. JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com.
And your treasured friendships end.
Just tune into this podcast.
You can get a hold of me, Andy Chanley, on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram.
DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook or Andy_Chanley on Twitter.
How's the Instagram going for you?
I'm kind of half-assing it, I'll be honest with you. I just can't keep up. I got kids. I want to spend time with my kids. I don't want my kids' lasting memory of me as a father when they were young to be a me always with my nose in my phone.
Whenever. When are you gonna do, when are you gonna let them do Facebook?
Oh God, never.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll be done by the time they're old enough to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we start talking about this, it might take us another hour, but do you feel that Facebook's maybe kind of declining?
Yes. Oh, totally. Yes. It's only for old people.
Yeah, I don't, and I don't even know if I go on as much. And Russians. And yeah, I don't even know if I go on as much.
Yeah, anymore. I don't love it.
And you know what? I feel better when I'm not, because I remember there was a one point in time where I was like checking this thing like every hour, and I was just like, why am I doing, and why do I care this much?
It's your old high school roommates that turned it into politics book, and I don't want to do that.
And then there was so much misinformation out there that it was like every time I saw somebody sharing something, I was like, I got to triple check this to see if it's even real.
Yeah.
And then 90% of the time, it's just bullshit, and you're like, okay, why am I... Like,
it still irks me. The whole thing irks me, and it makes me feel dirty every time I'm on any kind of social media. I don't love it. I made a comment the other day about this AT&T merger, Time Warner thing, and I said something about it. Somebody wrote, stay calm, why don't you say it with a song instead? You know, like, shut up and sing kind of thing. And I'm like, why would I use somebody else's art to say what I just fucking said? I said exactly what I want to say with a tweet.
Right.
You know, get bent. It just, you know, there's always somebody in there that wants to.
Here's another question. What did you get any special dinner requests for Father's Day? What are you going with?
Oh, did I get requests?
Making
a request?
Yes.
I don't want to say where I'm going.
Okay, so you're going out.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
But
is it like a steakhouse?
It is a brew, like a gastropub.
Ooh.
That I wanted to try.
Is it
for
just
a while.
You and the lovely lady friend?
No, we're taking the kids. Yeah. Right. We're taking the friend.
Yep, well,
I'm sure they'll run it.
We got swimming. We got swimming in the morning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then what else?
And then a lot of screwing around. Yeah, I'm gonna work on a refrigerator. Still can't get this damn refrigerator.
You're gonna work on a refrigerator on Father's Day?
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. Can't wait. All right.
Well, if you need any help with it, call someone else.
All right, I'm gonna replace the thermostat, I think.
If you happen to see Larry Morgan or
tell
Sam
him we miss
Farmer,
him.
Tell him to come back and visit from time.
Yeah, tell him to stop in.
Guys.
We love them when they guest on this show.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune in to this podcast where your artificial limbs.
I was just about to say, we only drank one beer.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I know. We'll fix that next time.
Sorry. Let's just do another podcast. I'll run down the street and grab another beer. Your artificial limbs.